What's up, y'all? It is Saturday afternoon. It is Mike from iWatchMike.com. It is time for our Sleepy Hollow recap show. We're going to be talking about Friday night's episode called Dark Mirror. Alongside of me, I have Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hey, Mike. Hello, Internet. Hello, Sleepyheads.
How's everybody over at the VRO.com?
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good. We're getting ready for ICON, the One Tree Hill Convention, number 3.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Who?
I know.
What? Exactly. One Tree Hill? One Tree Hill?
One Tree Hill, exactly.
You fans will just not let that show die, will y'all?
No, the fans love it, and I love it because we get to go hang out and all that good stuff.
So you guys are going to be reporting live from there from time to time, correct?
Yeah, the VRO actually has a table with 5 actual actors from seasons 1 through 9.
Sweet.
So yeah, it's going to be cool.
All right, people. So if you're a One Tree Hill fan, there you go.
ICON. FLA.com.
There you go. The VRO is going to be out there. Sweet. And then you guys are going to be out at Comic-Con as well this year.
Yes. I cannot wait for Comic-Con.
Shut up. I don't want to talk about that because I'm not going to be there.
I know. Okay. Wait. If anybody is listening and you work for Comic-Con, because I know you're going to listen to our shows, we need Mike the Movie Guy back at the Summit booth.
That's all.
No,
Lions
put him
game.
At the WB booth. Ooh, forget the person you have right now at the WB booth. You need Mike the Movie Guy.
I don't think they had an MC at the WB.
But they got one at Marvel. Put him at Marvel.
I would kill. Anyways, let's talk about Sleepy Hollow. Before we begin, I have to send some shout outs. Last night, I was able to attend the Sleepy Addicts. You can follow them on Twitter. They actually have a website called SleepyHollowAddicts.com. If you're a fan of Sleepy Hollow, you should check it out. But I was invited to be a guest on their Hollow Hangout.
Mike was invited. I wasn't invited.
You were invited, but you were like, I'm busy. I got work.
I was very busy.
And plus, we did talk about you, but I can't get into details. But Sleepy Addicts did say they're going to add some stuff to the actual video Google Hangout that we did. And then once they post it up, we'll share it with everybody, and everyone will retweet it. And we talked about the episode last night, and we talked about future episodes, and just, it was cool.
Well, can you answer one question for
Yes,
me?
Go ahead.
Should I be watching for pitchforks?
You mean like they're gonna,
like, are they coming after me because I'm,
I mean,
not
it was a
season.
I think they kind of, I mean, they didn't come after us, but, you know, I think they, if, I think, you know, let's put it this way. I think I pictured the way that I was talked to about by the Sleepy Addicts and the crew, the other ladies that were on there. Let's just picture they didn't really pick on. Imagine them being our big brother. No,
they
no, no.
Just, you're beating around the.
No, I'm just trying to. I'm trying to find a good thing. I think what I'm trying to say is I think imagine Sleepy Addicts and the crew as a big brother. They don't hate us, but they give us noogies all the time, and they want to throw us in the closet. That's it. Give us a couple of wedgies. I think if they could have given us wedgies about how we feel about season 3, they would give us wedgies. So it was fun.
Okay.
It was good. But they're going to post up the video soon, and once that happens,
I can't wait to watch.
Oh, it's hilarious. And you'll see. But I do definitely have shout-outs going out to Sleepy Addicts on Twitter, at DJ Nat, and that's INNAAT, and then at Miss Ivy, at Deborah Q, McHugh 2, sorry about that, at Gentle Gale, at I Am Mist, and that's MISSTT, which is Tina, and of course, at Michelle Ed 83. Hopefully I remembered everybody, but it was cool. It was really cool hanging out with them, and they invited me again, maybe in the future. You never know. Let's see what happens. I mean, I was the only guy on the show. I felt kind of like some of the Sleepy Addicts and the girls were kind of looking at me like a piece of meat. Like, they were like, take your shirt off, Mike. And
oh, okay.
That's what I felt. When they were looking at me, I was like, she want me to take my shirt off on camera?
Look, listen, he is my co-host.
There you go. So, but for the right price.
Claimed.
I would take my shirt off and do the show shirtless. And I'd be like, just go ahead and pay my PayPal and make me some money, which is an idea. And I do have something. Also, I totally forgot to bring this up last week. You know, our friend Twilight Chick, who's been a fan of the VRO forever. She sent some comments. I was like, oh, I'm going to talk about it. And I was like, oh, crap, I forgot. So this one is about the Sleepy Hollow recap show we did for Kindred Spirits. She says, this was a really an awesome episode. I love the Kindred, and I agree that it felt kind of like Frankenstein. I thought the idea of the Kindred was kind of weird, yet interesting. I agree with Amy that it should have been on or around Valentine's Day. It was so lame and cheesy. When the Kindred and the Kindress see each other for the first time, I laughed a bit. My first thought was that I guess there is someone for everyone. See, Amy, there is hope for you.
Aww.
If the Kindred can find love, you can find love too.
I don't know. This last one?
Mm. Oh, stop. Okay. Overall, I love this episode. It was very well done. That's Twilight Chick. And so I'm going to leave a comment on hers, on her audio boom soon. And then she left here. This was last week's episode, Sins of the Father. I am so on board with Amy on this episode. I was not into this at all. You know, it's bad when you are sitting and waiting for the episode to be over. Good Lord. I was so tempted a few times to turn it off. Sorry. I also agree that they don't seem to have a goal or objective they're aiming for. I just want them to get back to what the show was about in the first season. I'm not giving up hope that we are going to see some awesome stories coming. So there
and
you
see,
go.
I'm not giving up hope, because if I gave up hope, I wouldn't be here.
Correct.
You know, I would have been like, you know, Mike, I'm done.
I know, but I can feel that sometimes every week I talk you off the ledge.
You do.
You know, you're right there going, Mike, I'm just going to do it. And I'm like, no, have faith. So let's talk about Dark Mirror. Am I talking you off the ledge, or did you like this episode?
I actually kind of like this episode.
All right. Sweetness. Finally. But you know what? Kind of. And that means we're going to get off the show. You're going to be like, you know what? I really didn't like it.
No, I liked this episode. There's just some parts I was like, really?
Okay. So let's talk about some of your parts that you, what did you not feel on this episode? And then I'll compare.
Well, okay. Let's talk about what I did like first.
Okay. That's fine. What did you like?
No, I did like they brought the Jersey Devil in.
Yes.
You know, I like that. I like when, and it kind of felt kind of like a little Supernatural episode.
Right.
You know, they're bringing in, you know, legends and stuff like that.
Correct.
But I like that. I like how they bring in the urban legends and then they throw, you know, some history twist into it.
So you like the Jersey Devil mixed with Benjamin Franklin,
the whole story.
That was cool. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think, I said it last night. I definitely liked the creature. I thought it was cool. He looked cool. It was a cool backstory about him too, you know, and everything else. So, you know.
Yeah, because he turned himself.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, you know, you bring in the Incredible Hulk too.
Now, let me ask you a question.
It totally went backwards.
Do you believe in the, because you know there's, I mean, still to this day, the Jersey Devil.
Yes. Yeah. I believe in anything that I can't see.
Really?
Yeah.
So you believe there's some kind of creature going
around?
So I
believe there's a Bigfoot out there also.
I believe in Bigfoot.
I do too.
I mean, if there's aliens, if there's demons, if there's angels, there's got to be a Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, I've seen stuff. I've told you stories before what I've seen, and yeah.
Well, you live out in the country out there.
Yeah.
So have you heard something or smelt something?
I believe that I have seen the Mothman.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mothman is over in your area, isn't it?
Well, it's up towards, you know, Virginia, up that way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there was something. We were going through this road. There was cornfields around. And above the power line, right in the middle of the crossroads, there was something sitting. It was not a bird. It was perched like a bird, but it was the size of a human.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yes, I believe in the Jersey Devil.
Sweet. Okay, so you and I are fans of the Jersey Devil and the backstory and everything in this episode. What else?
Yes.
What else did you like?
I like that it gave us a little bit of Pandora, the Dark One, and I was like, okay, now I feel like I have more instead of their, you know, abusive relationship, which they had abusive relationship from day one.
Yeah, you know, he's a god, you know, and don't get me wrong, we talked about it last night as well, that we all agreed that he is kind of demanding and abusive mentally. He's not physically, he's a really good manipulator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like, give me your power. Here's a flower. You know, that kind of thing. But it's obvious that he definitely used her back in the day and kind of said, this box will take away my brother and I'll be able to be with you, kind of. And of course, you know, he's a god. She's immortal, you know, and everything else. So, yeah, I agree. I that's what I said last night. I was like, I really wish that this episode would have happened 4 episodes ago, because maybe you and I would be like, okay. This is cool, but it took this long, and then you hook us, and I'm hoping it's going to be a little bit more.
Well, we're on episode 13, so we get 14, 15, and 16. And then, cause, I mean, they had 16 episodes last season, so I'm guessing they have 16 again this year.
Rumor has it there's like 5 more left, I think. Is that what it is?
I think so. Yeah. Unless they go to 16, then there's 3 more left.
Yeah, well, I know that we have some. I'm hoping quickness because, yeah, I don't know. I'm hooked. I like the story, you know, but we'll see. I'm kind of curious.
Now, if they do leave us on a cliffhanger, we better get a season 4.
Well, you know, that's what they were talking about last night. And, you know, everybody was, you know, retweeting and we were retweeting and then trending and asking and, you know, putting it out there, you know, like, hello, season 4. You know, I don't know. I don't know. You know.
Yeah, because it was it's rough with coming the seasons because, you know, the first 2 episodes aired season 1. Boom, you have a season 2.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned just for the fact that my gut's telling me that they're on the fence. Like, it's like, do we not? I don't know. I mean, but I'm going to be pissed if we get left on a cliffhanger and then it's like, Sleepy Hollow, not sure if they're going to renew it. I'm going to be like,
I'm going to blame Georgia.
Sure. Oh, because
you know, it moved from North Carolina to Georgia. So I'm going to blame Georgia if we don't get it.
You think Georgia's just bad? Georgia's the Jersey Devil.
Exactly.
Got it. What else did you like?
You're gonna make fun of me. You're gonna make fun of me.
Okay.
But I kind of liked the whole Jenny and Corbin.
Oh my gosh! Are you serious? I hated that part.
I don't know. I just it.
What?
I don't know. Something about it I liked.
Did it remind you of your mobile home?
Yeah. I wish.
I know, that was a nice mobile home.
My mobile home would be bigger than this apartment I live in.
Yeah, that was a nice gesture on Joe. So you actually like that?
I don't know. They're growing on me, Mike.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah, but I missed something. Where did he get all this money?
I swear I thought he said he had it saved in the beginning. Like blood money and flood money.
Okay.
That's how I took it. Like they had something stashed.
Because that was like, what, he just woke up rich one morning?
That's no cheapness. That wasn't a cheap freaking mobile home.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I mean.
But he at least should have made it instead of one that you hook to a car. She should less just drive off with it.
Yeah, I mean, did you, what, let me ask you a question. Were you more on Jenny's side? Could you like, yeah, you step boundaries? Or were you like, bitch, he bought you this.
I was like, bitch, he bought you this. I was like, really? Like, shut up and just say thank you. Where's the keys?
Yeah, I don't. I was like, really? This is what we're fighting. And that's the whole thing because I was like, you know, I was like, we're dealing with this and we got, you know, Abby and we got Crane and all and the Jersey Devil. And these two are house shopping, you know, I don't there's no time for that. And it just seemed they were just tossed in there to kind of give us this like, oh, Joe, I can't stand that crap. And I'm not a big fan of Jenny. I'll say it again. I don't think Joe deserves Jenny. I don't think he's right for her. I just don't. He hasn't paid his dues. She needs somebody tough.
She needs to be with Holly.
Holly. He's the one that needs. I need Holly to come back and be like, hey, Jenny Mills, I'm back. And then be like, yeah.
I agree. But I definitely agree.
But yeah, so you like the cheesiness. I didn't like it.
Yeah. So what did you like? What did you like?
I agreed with you. Like I said, a big fan of the Jersey Devil. I liked the backstory of that. That was cool. I thought he looked cool, you know.
He did look cool.
You know, because it was funny because I brought it up last night because I was like, last week's commercial, I was like, when I saw it, I don't know about you, I was like, oh, the devil's coming. Because that's what it said. I'm the devil. And I was like, yeah. And then all of a sudden it was like, I'm the Jersey Devil, which I was like, ah, but still, it was still cool. It was a cool creature. I liked that whole thing. I liked him being the nemesis of Benjamin Franklin, the flashbacks. That was cool. I totally agree with you, Pandora, and the backstory of that. It was good. I think probably my favorite part of this episode was Abby finally telling Crane the truth. And telling him that she needed help, you know, and that was, and I felt it. And that's what I said last night. I go, it was a legit apology. It was like, and I mentioned it too. It was almost like an addict saying, you know, I got a problem. I'm still kind of on the fence of this amulet. I don't know if it's the symbol that is it evil? Cause that's what Crane is saying. Or was it, cause Crane even says what people hold on when they come back from war, certain ways of coping through their things. And I'm wondering, you know, was that, is it, are we thinking it's more evil, or is it more a security blanket for Abby? I mean, what do you think? Do you think the sign?
Well, she's hearing voices, if they're really, you know, voices from that thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm like, you know, he's saying it's pure evil. She's saying this, and she's holding on to it. But I tweeted out last night during the show. I was like, every time Abby sees the amulet or the symbol, she reminds me of Precious from Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. I mean, that's how she is. I mean, dude, she almost, Crane was like, about to die.
Yeah, and she just stood there and looking like, at it. Now, the symbol, I haven't looked it up yet, but when I noticed in this episode, it's the same symbol as the Shadow Hunters. You know that movie that only, it was a book, they only got one movie?
I remember, I haven't seen it, it's on my Netflix queue, but it's the same signal, is it?
Yeah, it's just upside down.
Oh, interesting.
The point is, goes down in that book. I have no idea what it means because I haven't read the books and I don't really pay attention to the TV show or the movie.
Yeah, I haven't. Oh, yeah, that's right. The TV show's on MTV right now. Isn't it?
Freeform.
Oh, okay. I see. I wouldn't even know. I thought it was it. But I know
the
a
new
movie.
Name for ABC Family.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. But no, I think that was my favorite part. You know, it was to me, you know, it was sincere for Abby and it was good. Now, I'm wondering if they're going to tell Joe and Jenny, or they might just be too preoccupied in house hunting.
They should tell Joe and Jenny, because I've noticed that if you keep a secret, somebody's going to get, like, stung.
Yeah, and these two here just, oh, God, so stupid. But, I mean, there's other things to be worrying about than buying a house. I mean, I get Joe's
but
like...
But see, there is other things to be worried about, but what are they worried about? Because, still, what... Other than trying to stop the Dark One or the Chosen One. What is his name?
The
Dark
Hidden One?
The Hidden One.
You're calling him Dark because he's a brother. That's very racial.
That's not why I'm calling him the Dark One.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But they're like, we have backstory and they're trying to stop him. But what is his end game other than have ultimate power? Like,
I have. Well, now at the end of this, the Sands of Life have come to him. And Pandora, and now it's gone into their little dial thing. What do you call it? The little hourglass.
The hourglass.
So now it's in there, and I'm trying to figure out what he's supposed to do. Like, it's not easy to figure it out. So I'm trying. You know, I'm wondering. Next week, it seems like creatures are coming. And the cool thing about it is, did you see the commercial, Joe? Because Joe is the what was that episode? The I don't want to call him the Winnebago, but. What was he? His first true form.
The Wendigo.
Wendigo. So it looks like he's coming back, because he's starting to. I don't know. He starts to change.
So maybe the hourglass, when it goes like further down, everything that is supernatural becomes supernatural.
I have no idea. That could. Who knows? Yeah, I couldn't tell you because I was watching. I was like, okay, Sands of Life. He's got the Sands of Life, and does it turn you back into? Who knows? But I know that Joe's good, and I brought it up at the show last night. I was like, oh, what happens if Joe turns and they have to kill him? And everybody's like, no. I was like,
oh. He's gonna turn and Holly's gonna kill him.
Yeah, Holly's gonna jump. I'm bad, guys. I'm here for you, Mills. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think next week's gonna be really cool. And I hope, because they got me hooked now with Pandora and the Hidden One, because I'll tell you right now, you and I both agree, we have not been a fan of these people.
No.
You have. Now, when you found out that she was being abused, then all of a sudden you're like, girl, come over here, let me give you a hug.
Exactly, because she is being abused.
Yeah, but I don't know what's going on here, and I wonder what they're going to do with this this freaking Sands of Life and how that's going to play a part. I don't know. I don't know if that's supposed to jack them up with power, or it's going to siphon the supernatural energy and give it to... I still can't figure it out, which annoys me, because I've been in the dark so much with this freaking episode.
So what did you think about the lightning and the lightning rod and the melting the gold to make it to the sand?
I thought that was cool. You know, that part was, it's kind of predictable that you knew that he was going to blow up and Abby was going to get it. But I thought it was cool. I like that whole thing.
I did like the line that Ichabod said, you know, it's like courtesy of Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin, yeah. You know, and one of the girls, Michelle, I believe it was Michelle, the one thing that bothered her about this episode was, is she did say that it sucked not seeing Benjamin Franklin in this episode, you know, which and I was like, yeah, that would have been kind of cool. At least in the flashbacks.
We haven't seen him since
he died. Remember in that episode where they go back? Yeah. I think that was when Abby went back in time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would have been kind of cool because, you know, just to see him and I didn't get to see Betsy Ross. Which we did talk about upcoming episodes, and we believe that some of the titles in there does have to do with Betsy Ross, which was kind of cool. And I did mention that I would love to have Betsy Ross come back into Now Time, but everybody was like, probably not going to happen, Mike. And I'm like, damn it. But it's okay.
I still have hope that she'll show up.
She's just so badass, and she's hot, too.
I mean, I don't understand why they wouldn't.
Well, who knows? I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, you know what? I'm hoping that sword that Abby found, that somehow, I don't know. I got my fingers crossed that Nikki Reed will come to me.
She probably won't because she's got Damon.
I know. And
just saying.
That's all right. He's cool. I approve. They're a cool couple.
Yeah, that's your favorite.
Yeah,
so
Damon is my favorite. So that's it. I mean, it was a cool, okay, I've got fingers crossed, hope's still alive. There's a light at the end of the tunnel for Sleepy Hollow for us, you know?
Yeah.
I just hope
unless they, like, totally screw it in these next episodes, and then...
If they do, the show's not going to get renewed. And I'm saying it now, because it's just not going to... I mean, I don't know, you know, I mean, it's just, I'm hoping, I did mention that, because again, Michelle is a big fan of Headless, and it would be great, and I did say, hey, wouldn't it be cool that Headless was in the Pandora's box, it's exploded, so everything that the evil's let out, so it would be cool to see the Headless Horseman back, and they did mention that the Kindred's head did blow up and, you know, and is probably laying around somewhere. Could the Headless Horseman find it? I don't know.
Yep. I like that.
I know. See, so I've got faith. I hope that word was like blown away. And I hope the show's like, shove it into all y'all. We told you we still had it. That's what I'm hoping.
That's what I'm hoping too.
That's what I'm hoping. The middle finger to us fans. I'm hoping I get the middle finger. Because then I'll be like, okay, cool. But you know, this episode was cool, you know, and I think next week's going to be really, really cool. Cause we're going to have a cool creature, you know, and Joe's back and could Joe die?
And then I kind of hope not.
And I do. And then Jenny's gonna be like, I should have kept the mobile home. That was so mean to Joe. And then he's dead because
he'll kill Jenny.
No way. If he dies, it's going to be some kind of sacrifice. Like Jenny's going to jump in and is going to get zapped by the hidden one, and it's going to take all his powers and kill him. And Jenny's going to be on the warpath for vengeance. Yeah, and she's just going to sleep with a bunch of dudes, which would be hot. All right, enough of that. Are we done?
We're done.
Sweet. On that note, let everybody know how they can find you. On the internet.
It's really easy. You go over to varietyradioonline.com and underneath staff page, you'll find my Twitter, my Instagram, all that good stuff.
Sweet. And then you also have a Audio Boom channel, which you put all the stuff from you, plus all us hosts. We have a bunch of different hosts, and that's audioboom.com/channel/ Variety Radio Online.
Yep, we have 19 hosts.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you're always looking for
bloggers. We're always looking for more hosts, more bloggers. So if you guys want to join Variety Radio Online, feel free to shoot me an email. It's amymccracken@thevro.com.
There you go, people. You can join the crew if you're a fan of TV, movies, and music, and just a bunch of stuff. Let's see. For me, you can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. That is my main thingy. And then you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy, and I Watch Mike on Facebook. Of course, I have an Audio Boom channel, which this show goes on there. Plus, we're recapping The Walking Dead. Fear of the Walking Dead is returning. The Flash, Arrow, Gotham. Amy and I talk Gotham every week. So you can check it out, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And of course, I can't forget about good shows. We're on there. If you have an iPhone, it's coming soon to Android. That's what I hear because I laugh at Keisha. Keisha's a fellow VRO host. And she has an Android. So she can't join our conversations.
But it's the camera on that Android is nice.
True, but she doesn't have it.
But it's coming. It's coming soon.
Yes. So if you have an Apple phone, iPhone, go to the Apple Store and download this app called Good Shows. You can follow me, Mike the Movie Guy. I think, Amy, you're what?
Variety Radio Online.
Right. So you can follow her there. And if you're a fan of TV and movies, go on there because it's like a community. Everybody's really cool. And we all write reviews and leave comments for each other. It's just really cool. If you use Get Glue and TV Tag and all that kind of stuff, you're going to love this one.
They just don't have the stickers.
Thank God.
I want the stickers.
Amy wants those dumb stickers.
I want the stickers.
No. Who cares about the stickers? I'll just send you a little package, gold stars. You can put them on your notebooks. I think that's it. Once again, shout out to Sleepy Addicts. Make sure you follow them on Twitter and check
out. Thank you for taking care of my host last night.
Yes, it was very cool. Wait till you watch it. SleepyHollowAddicts.com. If you're a fan, check it out there, and they have all their stuff there. If you're a fan of Sleepy Hollow, they're hardcore fans. They are. They, you know, I could tell. I was like, okay, these people, they do their homework. Me, I'm just like, just have sex already, Abby and Crane.
Whatever.
Have sex and get it over with. And yeah, I want the internet to explode like it did with Rick and Michonne. Ugh. Whatever. Do not hate.
I'm not hating.
Rick has jungle fever. And he's a smart guy for it, too. I'll tell you.
She's a smart woman.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go. All right. So we'll be back next week to talk more. Sleepy Hollow. Thanks for the retweets, the shares, all that good stuff. I'm Mike. That's Amy.
Yep, I'm Amy.
We're saying goodbye.
Bye.